Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Magellan Show. It is Thursday, December the 3rd, 2015. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Magellan and I appreciate your being a part of our broadcast. We are here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Occasionally, we may broadcast at a different time, like we did on Monday night. So appreciate those of you who were able to adjust to our change in programming as we had a conflict in schedule for our Tuesday show. So we broadcasted Monday night. But we're back here. It's Thursday, and we're now in the month of December officially. This is our first broadcast in December. And we're just glad to be here and to press on and to cover the news. And speaking of news, there's so much to cover. We're going to get into that today, so stay right where you're at. This is the Magellan Show. Our live number is 646-929-0709. There is a playback number if you want to connect to us that way. After the broadcast, it'll be available until the next show, so you'll have several days to listen on demand by phone, and it's area code 712-775-7039. The access code, it's 327-756-POUND. Again, that's 327-756-POUND. Don't forget, you can also listen on our website, www.magellanshow.com. There are other websites that are posting our programs, and we appreciate all the websites that are doing that, podbay.fm, as well as iqdcalls.com, iTunes, they're posting our programs. Well, all you got to do is just download the iTunes app and subscribe to our podcast absolutely free. Just type in the keywords Magellan Show. We're on Twitter for the latest news and information. Follow us at Real Magellan. So just different ways you can connect with us. Our email address, contact@MagellanShow.com. Okay, thanks again for being here. We're going to get into some news, lots to cover, and if you want to get into the conversation, feel free to press 1 to get into the queue if you'd like, and we can talk about a number of these issues. Feel free to do so. Last night, actually, well, more afternoon, Pacific time, about around lunchtime, we witnessed, most of us did, either through watching television or through looking online, a terrorist attack. That's what I want to call it, a terrorist attack, because, you know, when you have that kind of loss of life, that is terroristic. It is tragic. It is terrible. Now, some are saying, well, we don't know if it's radical Islamic terrorism. And we need to know if it's that, because that is certainly an important part of understanding all of this. But to those who, well, to the families, to the loved ones of the fallen, you know, all they know is that they've lost their loved ones, their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters, their moms, their dads, and so on. That's real. You know, we live in a nation that is so violent right now, so very violent, evilness. And it's very concerning, very concerning. Now, some would try to problem by saying, well, let's just get rid of the guns and everything will be perfectly fine. Well, that worked really well in Paris, didn't it? I mean, really, Paris got rid of their guns. The average citizen can't have a gun, only law enforcement. Oh, and one other group, those who get guns, the criminals, the terrorists, the ones that get the guns on the black market. And then the innocent are defenseless. And that proves to be so, because really in places like France where the entire country is a soft zone because there's no gun possession among law-abiding citizens. You have the whole entire country as a soft zone. And we see here in the United States that where do they go? Well, most of the time, it's those soft targets, those easy areas where that they can, do you honestly think they're going to go to certain places where there are going to be a high percentage of gun owners present? No. That's not going to happen. Now, in a perfect world, there would be no guns. Nobody would have guns, and that would be ideal. But as long as some have guns, and that's just the way it is, we know that law enforcement have guns, and we appreciate the good work that law enforcement does. Even though there are a few bad apples, we appreciate what they do. But, you know, the elite, the powerful, the privileged, if you will, they have armed security. It's so hypocritical when you hear these politicians talking about gun control and how they are by weaponry, as they have their security details enveloping them a great deal of security and protection. So we have a deeper problem than just the existence of guns. You know, it's often been said that if you want to solve a problem, you've got to get to the root of the problem. And that's just the way it is. And we have certainly a problem with ideology. Let me give you an example. Let me talk about this for just a moment. I see countries and that have certainly throughout the years boasted in their freedom and their right to bear arms. Switzerland, Iceland, as well as others. And their crimes are virtually non-existent. They have some of the lowest crime rates of anywhere in the world. And yet they have guns. Their law-abiding citizens have guns. High percentage of homeowners have guns. But yet you never hear of any crime. So we have to look at what works and what doesn't work. France took away the guns, and we see how that worked out. You know, the president during the summit alluded or basically said in a speech that, you know, that United States is the problem. And I do agree with him that we have major problems here in this country. We do. But I disagree in the idea that gun control is going to fix it. It didn't fix it in Paris. So we have to get to the ideology. We have to get to the problem. And we know historically that when leaders took guns, that's when, I mean, you look at Mao, Mao Zedong, was that his name? Chinese leader, you know, took the guns away. And you look at all these other revolutions, you know, from the Bolshevik Revolution to the rise of the Nazi Party with Hitler. Stalin, all these different ones, these leaders, traitors, they took the guns away. And it wasn't long after that tens of millions of people died because of the tyranny, the control, totalitarian style government, and the people suffered when the people began to give up their freedoms and their liberties. And I know that there are those on television right now that that would say, look, get rid of the guns and let's give over more of our liberties, let's give over more of our freedoms, let's allow the NSA and everyone else in these government agencies to just to listen to our phone calls, read our emails, do all these kinds of things. And that's going to fix it. One of the presidential candidates, Ted Cruz, he's been very vocal on the idea of reducing the powers of the NSA. And he's gotten some criticism for it on one side and praise on the other side. But he clarified it the other night. I was watching him on, I believe it was Hannity, and he said, look, people would just read the bill. They would understand what he has been promoting, and that is this, that there be less intrusion on American citizens and more on those who, well, on those who are either committing crimes or appear to be in connection with groups that could be committing crimes, those that have those terroristic leanings. So rather than just having a blanket style approach where you just surveil everyone, it's just sounding very like, you know, we don't want to repeat the failures of the past. And when we look at World War II and we see what happened there, you know, and how Germany, we don't want to relive those days. The only way that we can understand, my friends, the severity of all the things that are happening is if we educate ourselves on history. And I think it's great that we study history and that we teach our kids history in school, but we're giving them such a limited perspective of history. Okay, it's great to know that the Civil War was, what, 1861 to 65. To know that Columbus came over here in 1492. You know, it's great to talk about the Mayflower and all of these different, you know, the Pilgrims. It's great, wonderful. But we also have to understand that if you look at the 20th century, I mean, just from the year 1900 to the year 2000, probably the most, like, the bloodiest century in the history of this world. Tens of millions, you know, dead as a result of World War I. Tens of millions, World War II. I mean, you go through all these wars because we don't just look at the loss of life of the soldiers, but just the people and the consequences. No, they may not have died as a result of a bullet within war, but through famine, through disease, and everything else. And we have to be so careful that we do not succumb to this disease that so many of us have, known as normalcy bias, that everything is always going to be as it was, therefore it will always and will always continue to be as it's always been. We cannot and we must not fall within that mindset, because if we do, there could be grave consequences. We are not living in the world that we once knew. And I regret that is the case. I regret it. So I ask the question to you today, this very day. Do you feel more free? Do you feel more freedom now than you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Do you feel more freedom? I mean, seriously, do you? Or do you feel that there is more oppression, that there is more control, and that you have just sort of kind of lobstered into that way of thinking and that sentiment? Many times that's the case, my friends. We just kind of move into it, not realizing it. Yes, radical Islamic fundamentalism, you know, and terrorism is a big problem. We see it happening, and it's a shame that our government does not take some steps to try to curtail that. You know, I mean, seriously, you know, to do more investigations on those who would spew anti-American sentiment. I mean, that needs to be cracked down on. I mean, really. It's gotten out of control. I guarantee you, in any other country, or most countries, they're not so tolerant. We worry so much about offending. The FBI last night, you know, they delayed giving their report last night to law enforcement. They didn't want to say, you know, okay, who did this crime? You know, what was their religious background and all kinds of things? We're so quick as a nation to not want to offend. And look, we should love all people. Jesus said, you know, love one another, of course. But he didn't say roll over and play dead and become so passive that people walk all over you either. You know, I mean, seriously, we have to take all this into context. But we're so afraid, but yet we just, and I say, when I say we, I'm not referring to you or to me, but I'm saying as a nation. As a nation, you know, we're so quick to want to pin blame on Christians. Say, oh, really? Absolutely. Christians are around the world are some of the most persecuted. We make fun of them. We're so ready to say, okay, yeah, they're the problem. They're the radicals. And did you know that that born again right wing conservative Christians, Tea Partiers, whatever you want to call it, that they are considered by some standards within this country dangerous? I mean, really. How insulting. How insulting is that, the way it is? This is the world in which we live in. Do you think that Saudi Arabia cares if they offend a Christian? Absolutely not. You know what they call them? They call them apostates. And, well, the punishment is pretty steep. And we're their ally. We do this deal with Iran, American citizens over there stuck in Iran. Do you think Iran cares? And the trumped up charges, what were they? I mean, that they're Christian, that they're American? I mean, what is it? And yet we can get kicked in the teeth over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just like we just, okay. I mean, we become like dumbed down. I mean, what's wrong with us? We're in a coma. It's like we don't, we're so concerned about what's going on in our own lives. And there's just this, like, you know, just, I just needed to think about myself, going on with me, and not realize what's going on. And we're just rolling over and playing dead. And honestly, we will not be able to carry on as a nation, by the people, for the people, one nation under God, Jehovah God, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God, and no other God, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the God that we serve. But there has become this sense of, well, I just don't know what to do about it. And I understand we can all come into that way of thinking. And certainly that's been the way of thinking in many parts of the world. It's as many analysts and commentators have said, that the world has almost entered into a state of Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm, of course, the capital of Sweden. There was many years ago there was a bank hostage situation over there, where it went on for days, perhaps weeks, until they were able to release them. But the ones who were holding the bankers and the customers that were there hostage had brainwashed them to such a level that they wanted to please them. They wanted to do their will and their bidding. And so the world, especially the West, has come to this point to where they've almost fallen into a state of Stockholm syndrome. Would you agree with that? That's what I feel. That's where I think that we're at. It's incredible. Well, we want to look at some of the news right now. I appreciate your enduring with me during this rant, but there's just so much to talk about. So much to talk about. So, check this out. This is just some news that we want to cover. So many stories. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, states that he has the proof from satellite imagery and beyond to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Turkey has been involved with this ISIS oil trade. The ISIS oil scandal deepens as Russia produces stunning photographic evidence. Big deal. And you say, well, how does Turkey relate to me? Turkey is a part of NATO. Why, I do not know, but they are a part of NATO, which is, what, a 28-country alliance, give or take, the United States being one of the premier countries within NATO. And the whole idea of having these military alliances is that you defend one another. You work together for a common good. But how does that work out when one of the members is involved with things that the rest of the countries do not agree with? Do you kick them out? What do you do? Well, I would say yes. But something tells me the globalists would say no. Here's a story. On Tuesday, the Russian military produced an impressive array of evidence that clearly shows that ISIS oil is being smuggled into Turkey on an industrial scale. So we're not just talking about once in a while. We're talking about on a grand scale, a big way, an industrial scale, as it says. The evidence included photographs taken by satellite and during aerial reconnaissance missions. What the Russians have shown the world is extremely compelling, and it raises some very disturbing questions. First of all, how involved is the Turkish government in all of this? There is no way in the world that an endless parade of trucks carrying ISIS oil could have marched through Turkish border checkpoints without the cooperation of the central government. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars here. And this money is, of course, funding the ISIS campaigns and carrying on their terroristic activities, which really, if you think about it, because Turkey is involved with this, are they not involved too then? Are they not really part in helping ISIS because of the financing, because they are a customer? I would say yes. So we're we're living in perilous times. We know that. But we find ourselves in a very dangerous, precarious situation right now as the NATO alliance. There are going to have to be some decisions. Either the rest of the countries under the leadership of the United States are going to have to say, look, Turkey, you know, you've gone too far. We have jumped on countries for less. Or there's going to be some type of minimizing of this whole situation, try to cover it up, one or the other. But Russia is tired of this. They're tired of what Turkey is doing. When they took down their jet, that was like the last straw. So we'll see what happens with all of it, but it is absolutely crazy. And now, speaking of things going on in Russia, you know, this one really blows my mind. Well, we know that the world now, especially the globalists, have been pushing for GMOs. If they're not going to kill us by war, they're going to kill us with the artificial, well, it's just food that's not real. You know, and don't believe the propaganda that says, oh, GMOs are not bad. No, look, I guarantee the globalists are not eating GMO foods. And Vladimir Putin wants Russia to become the world's biggest, check this out, biggest exporter of non-GMO food. What's going on here? And in Ukraine, we know that they cut off power to Crimea. Some 2 million people have been freezing. I'm sure some have died as a result of their cutting off the power. Russia has powered them on. So Russia is really showing its strength, and in many cases showing its showing its goodwill. So why are they doing this? Why are they suddenly calling out nations that are sponsoring terrorism? Why are they helping out countries like Crimea? Why are they now become the largest exporter of non-GMO foods? Well, it's very simple. They threw out the globalists. And the globalists control everything. Almost everything. And that's why we are in the mess that we're in. Now, we take an entire show to talk about, the background of global control and the media and global control and our food supply and how wars get started and all of that. We don't have time to talk about that today, but we will try to cover it in a future broadcast to give you more perspective. Now, France is seeking, check this out, this is big news. You know, after the Paris bombings, my friends, France put into place a 90-day martial law type setup where, they like to call it a state of emergency. And how convenient. You know, they've got this big climate summit. And anytime you got a big event like that, you're going to have protesters. But the protesters can't protest because they've got a gag order. Why? Because just a couple weeks prior to that, after the terrorist attacks, they were put under this state of emergency. And when you're under the state of emergency, which is kind of like martial law, many of your constitutional privileges are taken away. Now France is saying, and by the way, this meeting, this climate summit, the largest meeting of global leaders, not just on the subject of climate change, but the largest group of global leaders to meet in one location ever in the history of this planet, ever. It's a big deal. And it's going to, and look, for those that think that these global leaders are delusional and are really worried about the climate, they're not worried about the climate. That is nothing but but just a way to cover up what their real agenda is, which is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Those are the things that they want to do to try to control you, to try to say, you will live like this, you will drive this kind of car, you will live in this kind of home, you will do what we say you will do. We will control every move of your life. That's what they want to do. So France is extending this 90-day or 3-month state of emergency to now 6 months. Now 6 months. We had the shooter that tragically killed 3 people in Colorado Springs, what, about a week ago? Horrible situation. Last night, San Bernardino, the biggest massacre since Sandy Hook. 14 people killed, but 17 wounded. We don't know, how serious some of those 17 are. And we pray that death toll doesn't rise. Prayerfully, everyone will be okay. But the point is, at what point do we mimic France extending those state of emergencies, those state of emergency powers, which strip you of your constitutional rights and privileges? Will it be the next terrorist attack, or the one after that, or the one after that? We don't know. But I can just about guarantee you, as I see it, that day is coming. And when it does come, you're going to say, Lord, help us. What has happened to our country? You know, there are a lot more things I could talk about today. I could go into politics and other items too, but I think really that we don't need to clutter our minds with other items this morning, but we need to just think about this. I don't want you to be in fear, but I do want you to be prudent. I want you to understand the geopolitical situation, what's going on in our country, what's going on abroad, how it's all interlinked, and how yes, we should not walk in fear. The Bible says, no, we should not walk in fear. The Bible says that, but power, love, and a sound mind. Absolutely. That's what it says in the book of Timothy. But also says that he wants us to be wise. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So let's continue to walk in that frame of mind, shall we? Well, I want to thank you for joining us for the Magellan Show. We're here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Our website, magellanshow.com. Our email address, contact@magellanshow.com. And if you'd like to donate to what we're doing, we would really appreciate it. We eventually want to get on FM radio or trying to raise money for that. I know many of you have been listening from the get-go. So I'd like to ask you, if you'd go to our website, magellanshow.com, and click on the donate button. We're not asking for huge donations, although we certainly wouldn't dismiss them at all. But you'd be surprised of what a gift of $5 and $10 and $15 can do for helping our cause. We're committed. I'm bringing you this information, and I put a lot of time and effort in this, so definitely consider doing that. If you would, I would greatly appreciate that. Follow us on Twitter, @RealMagellan. Thanks to IQDCalls.com, as well as all the other websites that are posting our shows, Podbay.fm, as well as iTunes. You can definitely start a podcast on iTunes. Remember, we have a playback number as well for added convenience. It's 712-775-7039. There's an access code required. It's 327-756-pound. We'll be back here on Tuesday of next week to bring you another edition of The Magellan Show. But until then, thanks so much for being a part of our broadcast today, and we thank you for that. Remember, if God is for you, who dare be against you? He is for you, and you and God make a majority. So have a great day in Jesus' name. This is Magellan. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye for now.